This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Now that Donald Trump, businessman, is Donald Trump, president of the United States, he is in a position to make things happen. And one of the things he talked about making happen a lot while he was campaigning was making government run like a business, walking away from negotiations, always getting the best deal, driving to the lowest possible costs. All those tenets of business 101 that governments really have never been much good at. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor takes a look at whether President Trump might be able to change that paradigm.
Running the government like a business is not a new concept.
The idea goes back to the late 19th century when American business corporations were first becoming large and powerful and regarded as very successful.
Lawrence Lynn is at UChicago.
And it comes up pretty much every decade in one form or another.
But what do people mean, ultimately, when they say government should be run like a business?
I suspect they mean with clear objectives in mind, with some sort of customer focus, some sort of economic return, some level of cost efficiency.
Steve Odland, a former CEO, is president of the Committee for Economic Development at the Conference Board.
You know, I think many areas of government spending can be viewed through a private sector lens, like healthcare or procurement of non-essential goods and so forth, where, you know, we're spending billions of dollars and we should do so efficaciously.
It sounds so easy. And who hasn't fantasized about how the DMV might operate if it were a business? But
what often gets lost, however, is that the management environments of the private sector and public sector are different.
David Lewis is professor of political science at Vanderbilt. He says we ask government to do much more than business and throw a whole bunch of rules at it. You can't buy the cheapest pencils. You got to buy American pencils. You got to fill out these forms to make sure this contractor you're hiring isn't paying you off.
So there are all these rules we put in place because the government has to have social goals that the private sector does not.
And in business, it's easy to measure success. The bottom line, in government, you have social goals that can be measured a million different ways by different people who don't even always agree on what the goals are.
Things like, is the environment clean? Do we have good trade deals?
And government agencies have many bosses, Congress, committees, the president, the people. Lawrence Lynn is at UChicago.
Business people that come into the public sector often say, I'm in a fishbowl. I have to answer to everybody. I have to go up and testify. I have to answer every question. I have to meet reporters. I have to justify everything that I do. I don't want to do that, you know. I want to run my business. Can't do that.
The problem is that government, our government, spreads power out. So it has a little bit of inefficiency baked into it by design. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.